welcome to A Voice of a People, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio with Linda Sims. Hopefully you're having a great Monday. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh107.1 FM Radio. Okay, now, you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. And the name of that app is called TuneIn, okay? Once you download it, search WWGH. I have a lot of people saying, well, I found the TuneIn, the app, but I couldn't find WWG, the radio station. So remember, once you download the free app, TuneIn, search WWGH. You can also call in if you have any questions or would like to make any comments by calling 740-383-9944. Again, this is WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. That's where your dial should be set, okay? Now, hopefully you will enjoy the show. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. I must go through my supporters who are so faithful, starting with Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement and it is still going on. I think that stops in another month or two, but right now they will be having free produce October the 17th. They begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please make note on your calendars. If you can't use it, please contact someone that you know can benefit from the free produce. Again, October 17th, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, from 12 noon until 2 p.m. We have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Thank you for those of you who listen faithfully to A Voice of a People. And thank you for those of you who this may be your first time. Welcome to the show. I'd like to start the show off with a thought for today. And it's titled, Look Inward. Okay, just hold on a second. Of course, was I ready? No, I didn't have it out. Sorry. It's probably right here, though. Hold on one second. All right, look inward. We all have three eyes. Imagine that. Two for looking out and one for looking in. Why would we want to look in when everything is happening out there? Because the treasure we seek is inside, not outside. What is treasure? Beauty, truth, peace, happiness. You already have what you seek. You already are stunningly beautiful. You are already peaceful and loving. How come you don't know this? Simple. You never look inwards, beyond superficial memories or recent experiences. So you never see your own riches. Take a moment to stop, look in and see. Don't rush, don't search, just look and be aware. Okay, hopefully you got something out of that. I know I did, and at this time I will turn my attention over to my guest today, Tim Jones. How are you today, Tim?
Yeah, I'm doing better.
Oh, good. You know,
so it's always good. Yeah, I'm good. Always good. Feeling good, living better. So, yeah.
That's good news. Great news. Now, Tim is a consultant for Rehab Drug Recovery Center in Delaware, Ohio.
Prospect.
Prospect, Ohio? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll write that down so I won't make that mistake
close.
Again.
Close to Delaware. Close.
Okay. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Okay, and Tim has been my guest at least once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. So we have been enjoying him and his expert opinion and wisdom that he has been sharing with us. And also, it helps us during this time of COVID also, because people are frantic and don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, you know, when it's going to stop. It seemed like when we think it's going to stop, it continues to go faster, right?
Yep.
It wakes itself and starts affecting more people. And Tim had talked with us last week about mental health. So I don't know what's on his mind today, but I do have a few questions. So just share just a little bit about yourself with our audience today.
I'm Tim Jones. As she already said, I do life consulting work at Dr. Mark Piazzatini's office, Prospect Family Medicine. I was blessed with the opportunity to work with people in recovery. But besides that, I do a lot of, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I guess. My key thing is designing. I like to design real estate, also clothing. As you can see, Level Up Clothing. That's my company, Level Up Luxury Estates, and also Level Up Consulting Group. That's me in a nutshell. Positivity. You know, always trying to, you know, level up not only my own mind, but, you know, others around me as we vibrate. So I want you to come up. I don't want to stoop down to nobody's vibration.
Wow.
So
that's powerful.
Trying to bring you up.
Yeah. So that's powerful. Don't want to stoop down to no one else's vibration.
Yeah.
Now that's powerful.
I don't
want to
go down. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
you
a
said
thing.
A lot.
Yeah, thank you. But I had something to say about the N-word, you know.
Go ahead.
It was a beautiful thing. All those things that you described as in looking inward, you know, that's God. And a lot of times when we pray, we tend to look up and not in. And I think that's a big difference when you begin to look in and you begin to understand that you're connected to that source. You're connected to that divine intelligence. It resonates different. It hits different. It manifests differently, you know. Because honestly, all the answers are within you. Why? Because you're connected to the source. You're connected to the one thing that knows all, seen all, created all, you know. And it's just a beautiful thing. So my advice for people out there, take time to meditate and just reflect on your life and just go inward for a little bit. You know, people might ask you at the time, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And it's not nothing. It's just you're just reflecting. And you're just doing some deep thinking and some, in a sense, what we call soul searching.
Right.
Yeah, but connect to that higher power.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a beautiful, beautiful quote. I liked it.
I did too. I had another one down, but
In
my searching, I ran across this way back to October the 1st. You know how much your email downloads, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go through all that stuff, and I ran across it, and I just wrote it down in the date, and I'm thinking, I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have three eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that third eye is the eye of truth. Mm-hmm. You're going to see, you reflect, you're going to see some things. You're going to see some things you like about yourself, and you're going to see some of those things you don't like and that you may want to change, you know, so.
And isn't that so true? Because change begins in you instead of other people, you know, when they need to change. They always this and they always that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it changes, begins with that person.
Yep.
They gotta want to. Looking in at yourself, right?
Yep.
Right.
Because they might not see it, you know. And that's why the Bible, that's why when Yeshua, when Jesus spoke, he said, pull the plank out your eye. You know what I mean? Like you trying to correct somebody's little speck of dust. Pull the log out your eye, you know, because that's what we tend to do. We tend to point, you need to do this.
But, right.
No,
right.
What about what you need to do? What about yourself, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. Principles, I'm telling you, these principles is real.
Yes, they are.
They're real.
And they're powerful.
Yeah.
And they are life-changing.
Yeah.
Life-changing principles. Wow. And I know, Tim, you use a lot of those Proverbs and, and Ecclesiastics, Words of Wisdom in your line of work. And how is that working for you now?
It's a wonderful thing to see people transform. And because when I see people and they come to me, they're very transparent, you know, and I always tell them, no, you come here, you know, to get help. So the thing is, if you want help, always tell the truth, no matter what. Like shame, guilt, shame, it's a wonderful thing because it humbles us, but don't allow it to hold you back, you know, from the truth. And don't give nobody half truths neither, because that's a lie as well. True. Right? True. So if you're just honest and upfront, then we can go from there. You know, don't dwell in the shame. Don't dwell in the guilt. Right. Okay, it is what it is. Get over it and then push forward. But to see, once they begin to trust, because they see truth. Right. And they begin to trust, and they already open up to you because they already broken, right? They already, at some point, I just tell them, you know, you start to give them these things and you start to say these things, and they're like, yo, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thank God that he allows me to make it make sense in simple terms to where they understand. And then it's just beyond that, it's practicality. You got to practice it. You know how they say practice what you preach? That's mm-hmm. real, you know.
Practice,
but also
makes perfect, yeah.
Also, not only practice what you preach, but you got to practice what you learn over right. and over, and that's the key too, you know, practicing what you learn. So if you teach me how to shoot a basketball a different way, I'm not going to be great at it when I first start,
right?
But the more and more I do it, the more and more I learn the technique and repeat that technique, mm-hmm. I become perfect in it, to where I don't have to think about it. And that's where you want to get to. And that's what I try to explain to these guys. Life is 95% mental, 5% mm-hmm. what you do, but that 5% is going to be repetition. The more and more you do it, the easier, I don't like to say easier, the more comfortable you become with it.
That's a good word, more comfortable. Because mm-hmm. change sometimes is scary, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
And we think, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I went too fast. I went too far. You know, let me back it up. But, and that's because the inner feeling you have about change. I wonder, why is it so hard to change?
I think we look at it on a spectrum of, we look at it on this grand scale of like macro change, and that's not it. It's the micro, it's micro change. Like if your life flipped upside down, like overnight, like that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like that's super, super scary. But it's just a fear of unknown, of not knowing where you're going. And the thing about change is you never personally really see it. Even though we begin to change, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily see the results. But it's funny because other people will see it in you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when you get the confirmation, because you will never know, because right. we're always growing. And it would never honestly, in a sense, be enough. I'll kind of give you an example. I caught up my cousin the other day. He was on my mind, and he was he gets real focused. He gets mm-hmm. really focused. So this one time he didn't have a car, so he found his job to where he get a company truck, right? Okay. And so he got the job, and he was dedicated to that job. And then on top of that, he saved enough money up, and he got him a nice car. And then he also ended up moving after that. And I called him. I said, bro, I said, you be hyper focused. I said, when you really want something, I said, you make it happen. I said, me, I don't think I would have been that focused. I would have got the truck and still probably be working at the job with the truck, right?
Right.
I said, you had a goal in mind and you had a vision and you stuck with it and, you know, and you did it. And he was like, bro, that's crazy, because I was thinking I don't focus at all. I said, no, you don't. And then he reflected back on it, and he's like, you're right, I do be focusing. He said, but sometimes I feel like it's not enough. I said, well, he mentioned, like, he's like, I start projects and I stop. I said, because you stop, it's not that you stop. I said, those projects are lifelong projects.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never stop, right? So right. so you might go to something else, might catch your focus, but you come right back to it. But right. these are the projects that we have in our mind and our goals. Those are lifelong. Those will never, ever stop. Because mm-hmm. the moment you stop, in a sense, it's the moment you die, you hit a ceiling and it ends. So you always want to grow. You'll never feel like that, you know, you'll never see it. But a I'm saying that to say this, other people would see your progression and they will even comment on it. And I know a million times I didn't watch younger basketball players come out and I'm like, bro, man, you out there balling, you're doing good. Like you got right. so much better. And they'd be like, really? Yes. And you'll point out those little things and mm-hmm. that makes them happy. And they like, you know, mm-hmm. but I say that to say that. You know?
Right, right. So. Don't let their head get two times the mm-hmm. size mm-hmm. as it is, the yeah. big head, you know, because then they start messing
up. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they start messing up then. But this quote was just so powerful and mm-hmm. you expounding on it. Oh, wow. I'm like, okay, Tim, you are, I call you an expert at what you do because you use God's words. You use his tactics and his thoughts and what would you call it? His regimen.
Yeah. You know, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and this way you can help other people reach their goal and reach their success. And you already talked about the shame and how people can get past shame because a lot of times shame helps to hold us back.
Yep.
You know, make us afraid to go out there and do something because yep. we think people are so focused on what we do and how we do it.
Yeah.
And make fun of us, right?
Yeah. And if people really understood this one thing, if you realize how much people really don't think about you, it's retarded. You know, I don't even want to use that word, but if you realize how much people really don't think about you, like we sit there and we think everybody think about us, like, because we're in our own world.
True.
But honestly, you got to think how much you in your own world. They are in their own world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're thinking about what's going on around them. Nobody honestly don't have time to think about you unless it's something crazy, something going across the news feed on social media and like, oh, you see Tim do that? You know, then they're thinking about that boy a fool. But after that, it's a quick thought and it goes, you know? You know, so, if they realize that, they wouldn't get so stuck.
Right.
You know, don't really care about what other people think. Honestly, it's their opinion. It's theirs. They can think that. It's okay. Doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it false. And if you feel some type of way about your behavior or what it is that you're doing, change it. Change it for the better.
Yes, 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 yes. Because you're the only one who can change.
You're the only one who can.
Well, I can't wait. Can't wait and depend on someone else to change you.
No, they won't. You know? And you won't because you don't see it as an issue. You don't see it as a problem, you know. So you're not aware. You're not aware of it's an issue. So it really, if it is an issue, it controls you. You don't control it.
Whoa. If it is an issue, your behavior and how you're acting, out of sorts, you don't even realize it.
And if you don't realize it, you don't control it. It rules over you. That's what the Bible talks about. Things ruling over you. You becoming a master over something.
Right.
It's awareness. Once you become aware, now you control it. You master it.
Right.
Now you have the choice. See, God gives us choice. Now you have the choice of what you're going to do.
Yes.
Are you going to continue to go down this path? Or are you going to say, you know what, I'm going down this path. This is the new path I'm walking.
That's so true. That is so true. Boy. Wow. Talk through thought that people may have when they feel small.
Insecure.
Yeah.
It's a heavy thought. Yeah, it's a heavy thought process because I think we're super hard on ourselves. And to think, when you sit there and you think about what other people even may be thinking about you, it just makes you feel in a sense even smaller in such a in such a big world. But you can't allow people your insecurities, they're yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
so it's up to you to feed into yourself, right, to come out of that insecurity, become more secure. When something's secure, that means you're safe. It's in a safe spot. It's it's guarded. It's protected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do that to yourself. You have to guard yourself. You have to protect yourself. And whatever it is, you can get over the insecurity. But you have to feed into yourself. And you have to feed into yourself enough to where you believe it, and then you begin to behave like it.
Right.
Like when people come to my office and they got their head down, first thing I do is say, lift your head up.
Right.
I said, when you come here, you lift your head up. And you, I want you to sit up and I want you to feel confident. I want you like Beyonce. I love Beyonce. You know why? Because why? She just commands the attention in the room. Like, people like, that's Beyonce, and she walks in it. That's confidence. Like, you got your own inner, superhuman, Superman, super whatever. Mm-hmm. This inner person, this super duper confident person that you can command that same attention. But it all comes in how you carry yourself.
Right.
You know, how you move. And how you feel. Like, I tell people all the time, I'm the coolest guy in the room. I don't care who's in there, right? And I get
that. I'm not coming in shy, right?
Yeah, right. I get that vibe even when I'm in big groups of people. They're like, yo, how are you the coolest guy in here? Right. Because that's the vibe I give off, and that's the confidence. Now, I'm not cocky when I say that. Mm-hmm. Now, me being cocky would be like, I'm the coolest guy and you ain't nothing. I got to put you down to make myself look bigger.
Right, that's different.
That's way different. But mm-hmm. I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident when I speak. I'm confident in my walk. I'm confident in my abilities. So that allows me to walk with more boldness, more courage, and all those things. When you have self-doubt, that's when insecurities come in. That's when fear comes in. Right. That's when cowardness comes in. That's when all this heaviness comes in. But you have to. Affirmations mm-hmm. was a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Sister Deese was one of the first women to pour that into me. May she rest in peace. I remember I was younger, I was in church, and I never wanted to clap, and I never wanted to stand up, because I'm like, yo, people look at me, and they be thinking some type of way. I don't even know if I was shy. I was just worried about what they was thinking. I wasn't just saying I was shy. Okay. And I remember she told me, she said, every day in the mirror, and I was young, she said, every day in the mirror, I wasn't young, I was like 18 or something, I was young. Yeah. She was like, every day in the mirror, I want you to say, I'm a mighty man of God. Right? And I said that every day. And I didn't feel it at first. And I really didn't believe it. I felt silly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then one day, it just clicked. And then one day, I'm in church, and I'm like, I'm going to clap him on because I want to clap. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to stand up because I want to stand up.
Right.
And I wasn't worried about nobody else. And just that affirmation is just me telling myself those things.
Mm-hmm.
A light switch went off. You just don't be. You didn't come here for them. You here for you.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So if you feel like clapping, stand up and clap. If you feel like shouting, stand up and shout.
Yes.
However you, what you feeling in that moment, you can't be focused on
nobody else.
You got to be meditating on the word. You're meditating on yourself, meditating on you and what's around you. No distractions. Limit the distractions.
Amen. I remember one Sunday I went to church. And sometimes you carry so much with you, so much weight, so much what's going on around mm-hmm. you, your loved ones, your children, grandchildren, mm-hmm. and all that. Maybe a significant other, whatever. And I just could not get into service. And I heard this small voice say, you are not here for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You are here for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, oh, let me lay down these crowns. Let me put them down because it's me and you, Lord.
Yep.
And he's a jealous God. He doesn't mm-hmm. want all that other stuff crammed in where you can't reach him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like we want attention. Come on, man. Just the creator. You know what I mean? The one who created everything, divine intelligence. Give him what's his due.
Mm.
You know?
That's powerful. And sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just going through the motions. Mm-hmm. You're saying the song. You're clapping your hands. You got your head up in the air. You know? But your mind isn't even there.
Yep.
Not even there. So that's what he was saying. You're not even here for this. Okay?
Yep.
Get it together.
Disconnect. Yeah. you disconnect. You're going through the motions.
Right.
Yep.
Get it together.
Yeah. And we see that all the time. Like, you be working and your mind just clock out. But you still in a sense working.
I know.
But you clocked out.
I know.
You know? And it happens. It happens. Reroute.
You're like, come on back here. Mm-hmm. I have... devotion. I've gone over one scripture sometime, at least four times,
mm-hmm.
because my mind has left it, and then I'm like, well, what did it say? I don't even remember. I got to go over it again and over and over. And I think it hinders me from reading a lot of books, and mm-hmm. I want to start back to reading like I used to when I was younger. I could read a book in two or three days, maybe 500 pages, you know, but because reading is good.
It's excellent for us, and we get out that hookup because people say they have ADHD and ADD. I don't believe in none of that garbage, my opinion, right? Because all we done throughout our lives is taught ourselves how to focus in small spurts. That's it. The brain cannot multitask. That's a lie. You know, because if we can multitask, it means we do everything simultaneously at once without thinking. I could be sitting here writing and talking to you and doing all this and Facebooking and all that with no interrupted thoughts, right? But what happens is, you know, let's say I'm writing and you say something to me. One, I have to stop writing and listen to you.
Right.
And then I can go back to writing or answer you and those type of things.
Right.
It's just break small breaks and concentrations. The brain focus and spurts. What we have to do is teach ourselves, relearn how to focus on a longer duration of time.
Thank you. I need that.
That's it. So it might, don't go in like a full, I'm about to just try to read this book for a full hour. You're not going to do that. Do 15 minutes to really focus on that book, 15 minutes.
Right.
And do that for a week. And then the next week, go 30.
Right.
And, you know, and get into the habit of really, truly focusing on longer durations of time. See, what happens is when you really focus in longer durations of time, you go into a flow state of the brain. Those is when you lose track of time.
Because
you totally into it. That's called a hyper focus.
Okay.
That's a hyper focus. And I done that a lot with the Bible. I'm really into it. And one time I was in there 12 hours. Didn't even know it from 7 in the morning past. Actually, it was over that. It was past 7. And I'm just in it.
Just in it.
I'm just in it. And lost track of the whole day.
Whoa.
Track of the whole day.
Wow. Now, let us take heed to what Tim is telling us. Let's focus on training our brain.
Mm-hmm.
Different, you said spurts of time, like 15 minutes when you want to read a book or the Bible. Because a lot of people say, I can't stay focused. I don't even know what the Bible's saying because you're not focused.
You're
not
focused. Because you get to reading and then your mind goes somewhere else. And you're like, what did I just read? Exactly. Like, we all do it. We all do it. Wait a minute. Let me start over.
Right. Start over.
God help me focus.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes you have to limit the distractions around you, like you said earlier, it's like, shut that door because I can't, the outer noise,
right?
Your ear picks up whatever that is and it will agitate you to where you can't even focus. Your focus, even though you're not looking at it,
right,
it's still there.
It's still there.
So when that door is shut, you limited that distraction because it's a distraction.
Right. It is a distraction to me.
Yeah.
Some people can leave that door open and do their show, but I can't. I because I want you to have my attention.
Yeah.
You're my guest, you know, so, and that's why I do that. Now, because if I did, my attention would be everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you talk about recounting someone's dreams, how do you suggest they do that? Because, you know, a lot of times we go through life and we lose our dreams.
Mm-hmm. Talking about like the physical dream, or like let's say they have goals and ambitions that they're trying to
goals and ambitions, and they may have dreamed one day that they were going to be a president or a fireman, and then they go down this other road that doesn't even come close. You know?
Oh yeah, write it down. Simple, write everything down. Bring records. I have books upon stuff that I have books of ideas. I have books of just mere thoughts. I even have in my phone stuff from 2011 still in my phone that I go through and I refresh. Like, oh, I forgot that. Oh, I forgot I want to do that, because you never know when you're going to come back to it, or you never know how far off you may be.
Right.
And that might really be some, and that might be something that clicked, like, oh, man, I remember when I wanted to do this. I still do. And it's never too late. As long as you got breath in your body, it's never too late. It's never too
Absolutely.
Late.
Absolutely.
It's never too late to start working on your dreams and start trying to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, that you feel will bring you joy, peace, happiness, kindness, gentleness, patience, you know, all those wonderful fruits, the good fruits of the spirit. Like, it's never too late.
So, in other words, it's not a bad thing for us to look inward. We're going back there, focus on what's important to us, you know, recollect our dreams, write down our thoughts of, like, the future or maybe something I want to do later on today. Maybe I need to write it down.
It could be a small task list.
Yeah,
sometimes
small task.
Tell people, sometimes you'll make your task list the night before. Because we get so caught up in our day and we run errands sporadically throughout the day. Right. But you'd be amazed if you made your little task list and do it. You'd be amazed how much more time you have in a day. You'd be like, man, this stuff only took me an hour. Now I'm bored. I ain't got nothing else to do. But a lot of times we get caught with the distractions.
Yes,
I'm going
yes.
to the store. I'm doing this. And then, oh, this came up. And so you brought your attention to this. Oh, this came up. Now you're here. And then I got to go back here because I remembered I was doing this
right.
and this. But if you just
is say, that insanity?
It's just a world we live in. It's just we live in a world full of interruptions.
You got that right.
That's it. Full of interruptions. You know, our phone go off, the notification bell rings, and we run to that. And then, you know, you run back to your game, and then this is happening. It's just, you
and
know.
Sometimes I forget, what was I doing?
Yep.
You know, where was I at, you
yep.
know? Just like today, I'm trying to do laundry. I don't have any laundry detergent. I have some, but I want to use it. Then I wanted to use the fabric softener. It's like, I don't like that. My clothes wasn't soft enough. So now I got to go back to the store and I leave here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, then I get there, my heat's not hot enough in the car. So what's going on now? So like you said, I'm in a whirlwind now. I'm going from one obstacle to another.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I really enjoy listening to your words of wisdom. Your words
Thank
of advice, and I know those who do listen and pay attention also benefit from the things that you share with us. And share with me one of your worst case scenarios that you have come in contact with.
Like personally, or
it could be personal. It could be someone that you have mentored before. You know, you don't have. We don't use names or anything like that. But just the situation, how you talk yourself out of it or talk them out of it, and you know, bring them up out of where they are.
Well,
there are some bad cases out in our.
Yeah, well, I was a king of cutting corners. Let me tell you this: if there's a corner to be cut. Trust me, I found it right, and because I'm so methodical with my thinking, I'm trying to think 10,000 times ahead. But the one thing is, I serve a good guy, and he's like, "You ain't getting away with nothing," right? So it always end up I get away with it, and the consequences should be more dire than what they is. But that's where mercy and grace come into hand. But now I'm gonna tell you the difference between where I was then and where I am now, especially mentally. I understand that every choice that I make has a result.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and life doesn't care whether it's good or bad. It's gonna give me a result.
Right.
And so now how I combat this is I say, is this choice that I'm about to make about to help me push me forward, or is it gonna push me backwards? Is it gonna bring me back, set me backwards? And I sit there and I evaluate that, and I go through the pros and cons. That's a process,
right?
And I go through that process, and if it's not going to benefit me in a positive direction, I cut it off. I kill the whole thought. I kill the whole plan. I kill the whole idea, and that's what's that's what's been keeping me on the right track.
Now say that again. Why do you cancel it or cut it off?
Why do I cut it off? Mm-hmm. Because it'll set me back. I evaluate it. It's a process. I sit there. Is this going to help me, or is it going to set me back?
Right.
And if it's going to set me back, I don't want no parts of it. Because life is about moving forward. If you're not progressing, then you're depressed. You're moving backwards. You have all these negative emotions. You have anxiety. You have depression. You have fear. You have all this negative emotions.
Right.
It's because you're not growing. Everything in life has to grow to its full potential. Nature grows to its full potential. A flower does not come out the ground and say, here's two petals and that's it. I'm cool with two petals. It doesn't.
You're right about that.
It's going to grow as high as it can. It's going to be as blooming as it can.
Right.
Same thing with a tree. It's going to put its roots so deep in the earth as far as it can. And it's going to come up. It's going to be wide as it can. It's going to be as flourishing as it can. And because we have a mind, a conscious mind, we can set limitations upon ourselves, right? So, and it can cause us to stunt our growth or stop growing. But you have to become thinkers. We have a brain for a reason. We have to think, not mental activity. I'm talking about thinking, a process, And that's what's going to pull you out of any situation. That's what's going to help you evaluate what's best for you. And a lot of times you got to understand, sometimes we can be in desperate situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two reasons why we become maybe better, or two reasons why we do things: out of desperation or inspiration.
Okay.
Either you're super desperate, you know, oh, I need the money, so guess what? I'm going to go buy some drugs, and I'm going to try to sell drugs and do this, whoop, whoop, because I'm super desperate. I need the money.
Right, or steal it. Yeah.
Or whatever it may be. That's negative, right? It's desperation. So I did that out of desperation. But also, you can do things out of inspiration. You know what? I wanna work with people in recovery and this and the third. Why?
Right.
Because I've been down this road and I've been inspired to tell my story and to help others. You know, so now we do things also out of inspiration. So you got to understand your motive. Why am I doing this? Am I in a desperate situation?
Right. Your motive, right? Yep. Your intentions.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think once we begin to think for a change, I think that's a program. I think once we begin to think for a change, you know, it changes your life. Better decisions. If you don't like the way your life is going, it's because the results that you're getting. Change your decisions, because your decisions is crappy, and that's why you're getting crappy results. But that's what happens to us. We get caught in this insanity because we keep doing the same thing, expecting different results.
That is insane.
You insane.
Right, because it's not going to happen
that way. 1 + 1 = 2. It's not like, I don't care. You put a seed in the ground, I don't care. You put, let's say we put broccoli seeds in the ground. Mother Nature is not about to change the composition of that seed just because you want a corn. It's going to say, yo, you put broccoli in the ground.
And that's
what I'm giving you. I don't care that you want a corn.
Oh, that was great.
Understand, yeah?
Boy, we are creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You know, and sometimes we are creatures that continue to go around in this circle, this mm-hmm. vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying think more
mm-hmm.
about what you want to do, how you want to do it. Write things down.
Mm-hmm.
Go over it. Remind yourself what you did write down.
Mm-hmm.
Which will help us to make better choices mm-hmm. in our life, even going to the grocery store, what we're going to eat today or whatever, you know, or the weekend, or maybe I want to go to Myrtle Beach or something mm-hmm. like that, you know. And we're still in the age of COVID.
Yeah.
And all these, you know, you don't know what's out there ahead of you. Make preparations
mm-hmm.
ahead of time. And you would think we would know to do that. And sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just hop up and go.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, sporadic.
Yeah.
Spontaneous. Like, you know, got the surge, boom, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing it. And sometimes I can get you in a lot of trouble.
Right.
I can. But sometimes it's the best way to go, you know, because trying to plan, I'm a horrible planner. Like, if I say, I want to go this place on this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and then see, like, when the weekend come, daughter doing this, and it never falls into place. But if I'm just like, you know what, I'm out and do it, and I'm like, okay, cool, that worked out. Because a lot of times, I don't know, it just happens like that. But some people are excellent planners. They got ABC. But know that about yourself.
True.
Know that about yourself, you know, and just do. You got to put the energy into it, whatever it is you're trying to do.
I was just saying that earlier today about my Sunday. It seemed like my Sunday was like, go here, go there, do this, do that. So such and such call. They want something. They want something. I'm thinking, isn't this my day of rest?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so stressed out and stretched mm-hmm. out? And I'm just so exhausted.
Yep.
You know, I've gone to church and, you know, worship is enough
mm-hmm.
to
oh,
exhaust
yeah.
you, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, I'm not doing this anymore on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like you were saying earlier, you get distracted by this happens and that mm-hmm. happens, and you know, and then your focus is here and your focus is there. No, I'm stopping all that on my Sundays. You know, I'm going to start resting. Because it kind of bothered me today.
Yeah, it should. It should. Because you think about this. God, this divine intelligence, y'all, right?
Right.
Created everything, called all this stuff forth, and he took a rest. Like and come on, he spoke and it became, right?
Yeah.
How much energy does that take? I don't know, right? Because
not
for him. But think about it, this right. divine creator rests.
Yes.
So there's something important about rest.
It is.
When you go to sleep, you feel good, especially when you got a good, decent rest. You know,
uninterrupted all night long. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So something about resting. It brings peace. It brings tranquility. It brings healing.
Yes, it does.
Right. Those yes, type of things. You know, think about a farmer. If he puts corn in the ground for 7 years, I think he has to rotate his crops. I think he has to do soybeans because he took so much nutrition
out of the ground.
So it has to rest.
Right.
Has
right.
to rest.
Right.
Same thing. People need to learn to rest. You stressed out, need to learn to rest.
Right.
Need to learn
right.
to focus on yourself, cut some things off, and say, you know what, today I'm going to rest. But you yes. got to understand what type of rest you need too, right? So for me, sometimes when I'm in the office, I leave and I'm like, I'm tired. So you got to stop just saying we tired. You got to understand what type of tired are you.
Right.
Well, my body is tired. And that's what I say. Okay, I can go home and I can lay down and relax.
Mm-hmm.
I can still do productive things.
Right,
right.
Right.
But when my mind is tired, then I need to sleep. I need to sleep. I need to get a mental rest so I might sleep. You know,
right.
sometimes both. So we need to understand what type of tired are we? What type of exhausted are
right.
we? Because a lot of people just settle, I'm just going to go sleep. But you don't get a proper rest, and you might have slept all day.
Well, I just can't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get that proper rest. But if you do nap, do 20 minutes. Do 20, 30
yeah.
minutes.
Now, that's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm be there for 2 hours and all, then
yeah,
I'm
anything over that is exhausting. Anything over 30 right. minutes is it exhausts you.
Yes,
literally.
It will. Yes, it will. It kind of ruins the rest mm-hmm. of your day, you know, because mm-hmm. you're like lethargic and you're kind of mm-hmm. tired and like, wow, why did I sleep so mm-hmm. long, you know? But you're so right. And I thought today, and like my mind was just going back over my Sunday, and I'm thinking, why did I have so much to do on my day of rest? I'm not going to let anyone come in.
Mm-hmm.
anymore and interfere with my day of rest.
Yeah, and tell them it's not personal. Well, it is, but it's not, right?
Right.
So nothing personal towards you. It's just that's what
I need it.
I need that for myself, and that's okay.
That, you know, so I can even reflect back on the Word of God and mm-hmm. the worship that, you know, our connection we had that day and whatever during service. But it just bothered me today, and I'm thinking, wow, what happened? I told you I would forget to announce these things, didn't I? And I hope it won't take that long. Get out the vote. Please get out the vote. November 3rd, 2020 is the general election. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow, October the 6th, and includes two Saturdays, two Sundays, and the Monday before Election Day. Marion County Board of Elections early vote center location has changed from the Marion County building on West Center Street to 240 West Church Street, Marion, Ohio 43302. This is directly behind City Hall. Absentee voting by mail begins October the 6th, 28 days before Election Day. October the 5th deadline to register to vote is today, but you do have until 9 p.m. Okay? Again, absentee voting by mail begins October 6th and ends November 2nd. October 6th, early in-person voting begins. October 31st, deadline to request an absentee ballot. And that's really pushing it. It seems like it would not even be counted for the November 3rd election. That's really pulling it close, isn't
yeah.
it? All right. Early in-person voting hours for October will take this week, October the 6th through the 9th, from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. I want to notify people WWGH Candidate Night will be Thursday, October the 22nd, 7 p.m. at the studio here at 165 West Center Street, second floor. Okay. Now this is Folk Life plus Oral History Program, Black History Community Co-Curation Cycle Number 1. It says, bring yourself, your photos, your dreams, your memories, your vision, your futures. It's time. Okay? This is a Zoom link. They have a meeting ID and all that, and I will give you a telephone number that you may be able to get all that information. It's 740-513-5218. Fall 2020 Community Co-Curation Cycle starts September 28th, which has already started. Open weekly meetings Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom until November 23rd. Come as you can. Stipends available. what's that, stipends? STIPENDS?
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know. But those of you who may be familiar with that.
It's available.
It's available. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Tim, did you want to say wait a minute. No, we don't. We're out of time.
Yeah. It's always fast.
Yes, always fast. So you want to say bye or hello?
Yeah, well, you know, hello, everybody. Thanks for, you know, listening to the show. We definitely appreciate it. You know, yeah, I'm always available. Hit my messenger if y'all need to talk or advice or whatever it may be. You know, I never stop this work, so. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, amen. I enjoy having him here. He'll be back again.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Again, my name is Linda Sims. Until next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade at that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
Yeah, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand, partly because he told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol that was looming at that time. I mean, this case really got to him, as you might expect. When they said not guilty, he slammed his hand down on the big oak table where the defense sat. I thought he would split it. And said, it's about time. And I thought that was a perfectly spontaneous reaction for a guy that had a real gripe against the legal system.
To the voice